This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new reissue of the late Arturo Toscanini and his NBC Symphony Orchestra performing works by Berlioz. Toscanini conducted music by the 19th century French composer before it had become part of the standard repertoire.
It's one of the great ironies that the most popular conductor ever recorded should have been recorded so poorly. The thin, dry, tinny sound of Arturo Toscanini's records is notorious. And I'm talking about records made not in the early days of 78s, but in the late 40s and early 50s, when hi-fi was the new rule. Fortunately, in the past few years, digital and half-speed remastering, and now CDs, have helped restore some sonic life to the old records. A new clarity and presence, if not an actual change in the character of the sound itself. Toscanini is somewhat under a cloud these days, partly, I suspect, as a reaction to his extreme popularity, and partly, I think, because the conductors who most obviously imitate him don't have his musical genius. It seems that anyone who gets an orchestra to play fast and loud, with cold, hard-driven precision, is considered a disciple of Toscanini. But most of his recordings reveal that the crisp, precise attack he so ruthlessly demanded is there not only to create sacco climaxes, but actually to ensure a delicacy and variety of touch throughout, hairpin turns and dynamics and rhythm that help create a soaring, singing musical line. He was one of the first conductors dedicated to following the letter of a score, but he was never just a human metronome. Another common oversimplification about Toscanini has to do with his repertoire. Some people think he conducted only Beethoven, Italian operas, and short pop's favorites. But that ignores his lifelong devotion to Wagner, his sublime performances of Haydn and Mozart, his rhythmically exhilarating Schumann, Mendelssohn, and Brahms, his muscular, energized Debussy. It's true he never liked or understood Mahler, but then no one complains about Wilhelm Furtwängler's lack of interest in Rossini or Verdi, or Berlioz, who's another composer we don't usually associate with Toscanini either. I'd like you to hear a passage from the kaleidoscopic third movement serenade from Berlioz's Harold in Italy, recorded at a live broadcast from Carnegie Hall in 1953 and just reissued on a new RCA CD. The eloquent soloist is Carlton Cooley, principal violist of the NBC Symphony.
Thank you.
Toscanini gave the first American performance of Harold in Italy with the New York Philharmonic in 1929. He recorded his first Berlioz in 1920, the Rakoczy March from the Damnation of Faust, with the La Scala Orchestra. His breathtaking 1945 version is included on this new CD, along with the Roman Carnival Overture and the dazzlingly executed Queen Mab Scherzo. These lean and brilliant performances emphasize the sinuous, insinuating curve of Berlioz's melodies and the uncanny alteration of tension and release that is impossible to convey only in an excerpt. 6 months after this youthfully exuberant recording of Harold in Italy, Toscanini, at the age of 87, would lead his own great orchestra for the last time and retire.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed an RCA reissue of Toscanini and the NBC Symphony Orchestra performing Berlioz.